I wanted Richie to play that song before team rally today because I loved this morning when I was just doing my devotions and getting ready, that are get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. That thought process of, are we ready truly for what he's gonna do next? So some of us, you know, involved in the women's conference yesterday kind of felt that big check off, like, oh, okay, we're done with that. But I think the Lord is saying, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. And one of the things that I really personally wanted to talk about today for a minute, and I am not gonna be able to get through this without crying. I'm just forewarning everyone right now. I am so grateful for our heroes yesterday, the men. I was blown away. Like from the moment I woke up yesterday, the men of this church served faithfully. And it didn't just start. At every meeting, there was men represented. At every meeting, at every prep, everywhere. As a girl who was raised without her dad, that spoke more to me than anything, because seeing the men of this church serve was huge. I walked in the kitchen yesterday and Scotty was doing dishes and I lost it. And I thought, man, he didn't have to do that. John did about 45 cups of coffee yesterday, pots of coffee, y'all, running. That guy was running. We had him running. But just faithful. Richie, I don't know if y'all know this or not, you probably don't, but he, for the last 30 days, has worked tirelessly on this women's conference. Tirelessly. I mean, to the point of exhaustion every night, tirelessly. Babe, I am so grateful for your faithfulness. I'm so grateful for your leadership in the men of this church, showing us what godly leadership looks like, how to be a man of God and also be humble and serve. That was huge for me yesterday. So I personally feel like the men were our unsung heroes yesterday. From translating, come on, y'all. Jeff translating up there, he didn't have to do that. His mom was here, she could have. Just in every little detail. And what it reminded me of, and this is something that I just want to share quickly. There's a story in the Bible of this woman that they bring her. Jesus is preaching in the temple and they bring this woman to the temple. And the Bible says that she was caught in the act of adultery. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees say to them, the law says she needs to be stoned to death. What do you say? And Jesus kneels down and he writes something in the sand. And they're pressing him. What do you say? What do you say about this? What do you believe? And Jesus stands up and he said, the term they use right there is they secretly backed up from their position. Yesterday was that for me with the men. They, like Jesus, stood between us and our accusers. The enemy, the accuser of our soul, constantly accusing. Your past defines you. That's who you'll always be. Yet these women got to stand up here and say, yep, that's what I did, but God is faithful. And just like Jesus, the men yesterday stood between us and our accuser. And they kept the enemy at bay so that we could vulnerably testify of God's faithfulness. And I want you to know that I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful for you. Each one of you who shared, each one of you who humbly just served, I'm so grateful for you men. So let's pray. Lord, I just thank you, God, for this day. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for being here. I thank you that your anointing that was in this room yesterday for the women's conference, God, that same anointing is still here today. And God, I thank you that you are getting us ready for something greater. I praise you and I thank you, God, for the opportunity that we had yesterday. But God, I thank you even more, Father God, for the men of this house that lead, for the men of this house that are carrying on a godly legacy. Lord, that they're setting an example for the generations coming behind them of what men of God look like. And I thank you that as they cover and as they tear down strongholds and as they stand in the gap for us, God, I thank you that we do not relish in the fact that we're women and we are we're not, we're the weaker sex. I thank you, God, but there are men in this house that recognize that we deserve the protection. And so I thank you for that, God. I thank you for your anointing in this house today. I thank you that you're going to anoint Richie as he speaks. And I thank you for your faithfulness in our conference yesterday. In Jesus' name, amen.